This is KUOW 94.9. I'm Emily Fox. When I thought about moving to Seattle a few months ago, I was shocked at how expensive everything was. Because I grew up in a town in Michigan where the average house is worth about $125,000 today, and rent goes for about half of what it is in Seattle. And knowing the lifestyle that my middle-class grandparents were able to have here 60 years ago, I wondered if that Seattle will ever be achievable again for middle-class folks like me.
Oh, I think about you so much, Emmy. I hope everything's going well.
That's my grandma. She's back in Michigan these days, but she and my grandfather were born and raised in Seattle.
You know, things have changed so much, Emmy. I think our apartment on, I want to say 9th Avenue, it was over by Seattle U when we were first married. I think that was like $20 a month.
My late grandfather was an assistant math professor at Seattle U in the late 50s. And shortly after that $20 a month apartment, he upgraded and bought a beautiful 3,000 square foot duplex in Capitol Hill for my grandma, my mom, and her three other siblings. And Grandpa was a fixer, so he converted the duplex into a single-family home that had 5 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms. He bought that house on one income for about $16,000. That house is now worth more than $1.5 million.
There's 5 bedrooms, so we each have an office, we have a bedroom, we have a guest room, and now one room's a yoga room.
Shelley McIntyre and her husband Scott have owned my grandpa's old house for 27 years now. And they had the luxury to really spread out. They're empty nesters. Shelley manages real estate, and Scott is a family doctor.
Well, we moved here with 2 young kids. They were, what, 1 and 4? And it was a bit of a reach. As we were then, we couldn't buy it today.
The house has increased in value by about 5 times since they bought in the late 80s. It's in a great neighborhood. It's near the Arboretum and Volunteer Park. Most of the homes here are 2 stories with ornate designs and details and have big porches. Since this colonial-style home was a duplex at first, it has extra things like 2 living rooms, 2 fireplaces, and 2 wood banister stairways that work their way up to the 2nd floor from different parts of the house. And the upstairs view looks like something out of an M.C. Escher drawing.
Here's 1 set of stairs.
But if my grandfather was still working as an assistant math professor and supporting a wife and 4 kids in today's world, where would he be able to live? What would that house look like? Claudette Meyer is a realtor for Windermere Real Estate. She's showing me a house my grandfather could afford in today's market. It's also a duplex, like what my grandpa bought, but it's 14 miles farther south in Skyway.
I mean, it's only 1,480 square feet.
So half.
Yes, half the square footage that your grandparents' home offers. Everyone will be a little snug here. And this is 3 bedrooms.
Hello, bunk beds. Goodbye, storage space. This duplex is surrounded by equally small, 1-story, bland, boxy houses. The yard is overgrown with grass and weeds.
A blank canvas, they would say.
Which translates to what?
Which translates to sweat equity.
Assistant math professors at Seattle U today make about $60,000 to $70,000 a year. In a kind of best-case scenario, my grandpa would be able to afford a house that was about $320,000 in today's world. And in today's world, Meyer says that would only give my grandfather about 10 options for houses on the market in the city today that he could afford. And they're nothing like the home he once had. None of them have 5 or even 4 bedrooms. They're all half the size and are all pretty far from downtown.
You've got a big bunch here in the south end, Rainier Beach and south. And that's really, those are your options in the city.
Granted, lifestyles have changed since the late 50s when my grandpa bought. It's rare for parents to have 4 kids these days, and it's a luxury when a mother doesn't have to work. But my grandparents were middle class back in their day. And the life that they were able to make for themselves is becoming something for only the rich in Seattle, like Meyer's clients who work as
computer programmers, software developers, attorneys, people who are working in the biotech industry.
Meyer says middle-class workers like nurses and teachers can really only afford homes in the far outskirts of town, and the artists and service workers are being pushed even farther north and south than that. So can the middle-class lifestyle my grandparents had ever be achievable again in Seattle?
I won't say it will never be achievable in Seattle again, but it's certainly questionable. I don't think that on a income of $70,000 with four children to accommodate in a home, that you could afford that in Seattle at this day and time.
So right now, it's not achievable.
I don't think so, no.
I'm Emily Fox, KUOW News.